Tax season has arrived, and doing taxes without the right help can feel overwhelming. Intuit TurboTax is here now to guide you through it with confidence. Match with a TurboTax full-service expert who handles everything for you from start to finish. Your dedicated expert checks every single deduction and credit to help you get the best possible outcome so you can feel confident you're getting every dollar you deserve. And the best part? You'll see real-time updates on your expert's progress right on your phone while you live your life. Plus, you get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com. Only available with TurboTax full service experts. Real-time updates only on iOS mobile app.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she was raised Catholic, where the spiritual world is part of faith. But the paranormal isn't something people talk about.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you very much for listening. If you have a real ghost story, you know we like to hear them. Leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can write the story down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And become a premium subscriber if you like. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon is here.
I sure am.
I find it interesting with people of strong faith. Like sometimes I think it's hard for them to sync up paranormal with their belief system. You know, I think that's really hard for some people. But then what happens when something happens you can't explain?
Well, and not just that, but the church itself
is
has
full of
branches of their doctrine that deals with it, right? You have people that are exorcists.
Yeah.
Right? The church itself says, yeah, there can be these bad things. There can be these other things that are happening. And so what kind of form could that take? Well, I don't know why it couldn't be in the form of a ghost. It doesn't necessarily have to be a possession. So, I'm with you. It seems like it kind of lines up with their beliefs.
But I think that it's interesting to me because, you know, there's a lot of talk of spirits in the Bible.
Yeah.
But then that's its own thing. That doesn't happen to regular people. You have to be a special person to have had that happen or see a vision. Well, those people are now saints or on their way to sainthood. And they've had these experiences that you can't really explain. But it's a special thing that, you know, God has come through them. And therefore they become a saint. So I think it leaves just the regular, everyday, run-of-the-mill paranormal experience kind of left out.
Well, either, and it kind of is like either you're possessed or you're not. But I it seems to me like that we have a lot of people that tell us stories about they went and the priest came to the house and blessed the house, saved, you know, did his thing, holy water and stuff around the house, chanted, you know, liturgy. So I think that there is room in there, and the church itself says there is.
So here is the story. It says, I've been listening to the show for the last couple of months, finally decided I wanted to share my own experience. I usually listen at work or in the car, and hearing other people talk about things they can't explain reminded me of something that happened to me years ago, and I still think about it. Before I get into it, it's important to explain the background I grew up with. I was raised Catholic, spent most of my childhood living in a house with my grandparents, my mom, and my siblings. Faith was always a normal part of life for us, church on Sundays, prayers before dinner. So the idea that there are things beyond what we can see wasn't really strange to me growing up. We talked about angels and souls and heaven and all of that. At the same time, we definitely didn't talk about ghosts in the paranormal sense. Nobody in my family would have described themselves as believing in ghosts. If anything strange happened, the attitude was usually leave it alone or not make a big deal out of it. So when I eventually had something happen I couldn't explain, I kept it to myself for quite a while because I didn't want to sound ridiculous. This happened when I was living in my second apartment. I had moved out on my own for the first time not long before that. I had a roommate who was technically living there with me, but was almost never home because she always stayed at her boyfriend's. So even though the apartment wasn't mine alone, I spent a lot of evenings there by myself. The place itself was completely normal. Nothing about it felt creepy or unsettling. It was just a typical apartment in a complex with neighbors on either side and people walking their dogs outside at all hours. I never had any weird feelings about the place when I first moved in. One evening, I came home from work later than usual. I remember it was already dark outside. I was tired enough that I was basically running on autopilot. I dropped my purse in the kitchen, turned on the light over the stove, walked toward the living room where I'd left a lamp on earlier that day. And as I stepped into the living room, I looked toward the far side of the room and saw someone standing there. It was only for a second, but it was clear enough that my brain immediately registered it as a person. Not a shadow from outside or something moving inside my peripheral vision. I saw the shape of someone standing still near the wall like they had been there before I walked in. My first thought was that my roommate must have come home. That was the only explanation that made sense in that moment, and I remember thinking I must not have heard the door when she came in, but almost immediately after that thought crossed my mind, there was nobody there. I just stood there for a few seconds staring at that spot, waiting for my eyes to adjust or for something to make sense, but nothing did. The room looked exactly the same as it always did. The lamp was on, the couch was where it was. There was nobody standing there. I remember feeling confused more than anything. I wasn't panicked. I wasn't fearful like you might expect. It was more that strange sinking feeling when you know you saw something, but it disappears before you can make sense of it. So I ended up checking the apartment anyway, even though I already knew what I was going to find. My roommate's bedroom door was open. The room was empty. The bathroom was empty. The front door was still locked from when I came in. I told myself I must have been tired or that my eyes were playing tricks on me because of the lighting. For a while after that, I didn't think too much about it, but then over the next couple of weeks, I started noticing small things that were harder to ignore. Like noises, not loud crashes or anything dramatic, just small sounds when I was alone in the apartment. I'd be sitting in the living room and hear something in the kitchen. Once or twice, I heard what sounded like one of the dining chairs moving across the floor. The first few times it happened, I assumed it was coming from another apartment. That's pretty normal when you share walls with people. But sometimes the sounds felt like they were coming from inside my apartment. One night I was lying in bed reading when I heard a quiet scraping sound from the kitchen area, almost like someone was nudging a chair back into place. So I put my book down and just listened for a minute or two, and nothing else happened. I finally got up, walked out there to check. Nothing was there. None of these things were dramatic enough to make me think something terrible was happening, but they were strange enough that I started noticing them more and more. I also didn't tell anyone about it because I knew how it would sound. I didn't want my friends thinking I was trying to tell ghost stories or making things up. Eventually, it got to the point where I felt like I needed to tell someone just to get it off my chest. The only person I could think of who wouldn't judge me was my grandmother. She had always been the calmest, most level-headed person in our family. She was deeply religious, but not the type to jump to conclusions or encourage dramatic thinking. So one weekend when I was visiting her, I decided to tell her. Even then, I almost didn't say anything. But I remember standing in her kitchen, she was doing dishes, and trying to figure out how to bring it up without sounding ridiculous. Finally, I just told her something strange had been happening in my apartment. She stopped what she was doing, listened while I explained everything. I told her about seeing someone standing in the living room that night, about the noises I kept hearing when I was alone, about how I didn't know what to make of it. I also told her I didn't believe in the paranormal and I didn't want to make it into something it probably wasn't. When I finished, she just dried her hands on a towel and thought about it for a moment. Then she said something I've never forgotten. She said, "People forget that the Bible talks about spirits more than we realize." And that caught me off guard. And she went on to explain that scripture is full of references to the spiritual world, angels appearing to people, things happening that can't be explained in ordinary ways. But she said those things are always understood within faith, not something people should go looking for or try to investigate. Then she said sometimes we see things from the spiritual world too. It doesn't mean it's something to chase or worry about. There was no excitement in her voice, no sense that she thought it was something dramatic. To her, it seemed like just another part of the world that most people don't notice or talk about. She told me the most important thing was not to dwell on it or try to assign meaning to every strange thing that happened. Faith acknowledges that there are things we don't fully understand, but that doesn't mean we're meant to spend our lives trying to explain them. That conversation actually helped me. I didn't suddenly decide I believed my apartment was haunted or anything like that, but hearing her talk about it from that perspective made me stop feeling embarrassed about what I experienced. Eventually, the noises stopped happening, or at least I stopped noticing them. I moved out of that apartment not long after that, never experienced anything like that again. I still don't know what I saw standing in the living room that night. I've thought about it many times over the years, and I've never come up with a good explanation. But I also don't think about it the way people talk about the paranormal either. The way my grandmother explained it stuck with me. There's the world we live in every day, and then there's a spiritual side of things that faith talks about, and most of the time we don't see it, and maybe we aren't meant to. But once in a while, something crosses that line, even for just a moment. Sometimes the best thing to do is simply acknowledge it happened and then move on with your life. Thanks again for the show and for giving people a place to share these experiences, Alyssa. I kind of like that the best thing to do is simply acknowledge it happened, then move on. But I think there are also things that are much bigger than that, that's kind of a simple way to deal with it.
Well, this is exactly what we were discussing, that it can align with your faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you won't have experiences in your life that are unexplained. That can definitely happen. Now, the other thing I think is, if you're a Christian, then maybe that can give you some comfort, right? Yeah, you can pray, you can, you know, put your worries over here and, you know, I think it should help you as opposed to just ignoring it.
I think, too, that a lot of people who don't, I'm using air quotes, believe in the paranormal, they kind of go to like it's dark, demonic sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where I don't think it always is. Like in Alyssa's case, I don't think that was dark or demonic. I think she happened to see something.
I do too.
One day and hearing some weird things. Maybe those were paranormal things. I definitely think her seeing that person was paranormal. Maybe the other things were, maybe they weren't. But none of it means that it's dark and demonic.
Right. And it could be that this is your guardian angel that happens to be there at that moment. So I think that we can kind of, like I said, I think it lines up pretty well with Christianity. And I do like the fact that her grandmother says, you know, you don't have to dwell on it. You don't have to just be flipped out, but there are things that we just don't have answers for. And they happen.
I love that she went to her grandmother, who ended up being the perfect person for her to talk to.
Yeah. And I think she gave her the right advice. And in this situation, it wasn't necessarily something that she felt threatened by, but it was just odd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm hearing these things that are odd. I'm, you know, I had that one instance with the figure. But I think that maybe if she looked back in her life, maybe there would, at that moment, she could look at and say, you know, I did need a guardian spirit right then.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on in my life. And now that I look back at it, I can see why somebody was there at that time or something. Or you may just never have an answer.
And I also see how Alyssa could be really confused. Like, what do I do with this?
Yeah.
And who do I talk to? And I don't want to seem crazy. Nobody I know believes in this.
Yeah.
So I could see where paranormal would be confusing.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Like the grandmother said, it's okay to believe these things are happening to you. You're not going crazy.
Grandma was nice and wise.
She was. I liked her.
Okay, well, let's go to this phone call.
Hi. My name is Kathy. And I've got a heck of a ghost story. A couple of years back, we were very young and living in California. And by the way, California did have a law that you had to claim that the house was not right. But anyway, we moved in and my husband was a longshore trucker. My son was about 5 months old and it was a beautiful home. And he couldn't walk or get out of the crib. He was only 5 months. I noticed the first week was a lot of noises, but I ignored it. My husband was on the road the whole time, and I had put the baby down for bed in the nursery, and earlier I had gone shopping, and I was in the living room watching TV. This was like a week later, and I hear the baby gibbering and laughing and making noises. So this is about 11 o'clock. I get up, and I go check on him. He's laying in the crib, and it looks like there's blood all up and down the wall, all over him, all over the crib. And I panicked at the door. I was so scared. And then I thought, wait a minute, wait a minute. So I ran over to get him, and I realized it had a smell. It was ketchup. Ketchup. The bottle was brand new, laying on the floor, empty. I went in and picked him up and ran out of the room, washed him up, put him safely in the living room near me, and I went and walked over to the fridge. The new bottle of ketchup that afternoon I had gone shopping was the bottle that was laying in his room. I then turned around and went back and sat on the couch with him. Later, I took and put him in bed in the master bedroom. Well, a couple of weeks later, I hear footsteps and mumbling and growling and grumbling, but I couldn't understand what was going on. And it was coming out of the bedroom, the master bedroom. I went in there and I looked around and I could hear people moving and talking. This went on for about 4 or 5 days. One night, I guess it was about 9 at night, I went in from taking a shower and started toward the bedroom door. I got to the bedroom door, and we had a massive fireplace, brick one, in the bedroom. I looked up, and there was a man's shadow on each side of it, and they were facing each other. I could see every bit of their outlines, and they were just roaring at each other, and it sounded like just going on and on. And I'm just standing there, froze. I'm watching them, and suddenly they both went toward each other, and you could see their arms come out, grabbing each other, and they disappeared. This went on one other time, a week later, and I said, that's it, that's it. So I called the manager of the house, and he goes, oh, you must have been dreaming. No such thing happened there. Nothing like that. You know, you're all right. I'll be around to collect the rent. I'll meet you at the door. He never came in the first month we were there to collect the rent. He stood outside and then more or less ran toward his car after he paid. I paid the rent. Anyway, I was a few days later when my husband got home. He said something to me. We had had dinner, and he said he wanted something out of the bedroom. I walked in, and I was looking around. I spotted what he wanted, and I looked up, and this guy was standing there with a look on his face like he could kill me. And I could see him as clear as I see my husband. And he started roaring at me. I turned around. I ran in. I told my husband, get the baby. We're leaving. He said, what? I said, do it. We got in the car, went to my parents, and the next day I called him, the owner, and I said, what is going on in this house? And I told him the whole story. And he goes, well, and he kept trying to get out of it, talking to me. I said, you better tell me. And he says, well, there were two guys in there that were lovers. They killed each other in front of the fireplace over jealousy or something, and the boot that you hear, the shoes, that was one of their friends that got so distraught he supposedly hung himself in the backyard. And I said, oh my God. I says, so it was haunted. And he goes, well, that's your word against mine, but I'll give you back your month's rent. Needless to say, I lived through it, and I lived through a second in a haunted house too. Thank you so much. And I do believe I've had my own experiences, and those who laugh it off, maybe their time will come. Thank you so much. Bye.
Well, that was a haunted place.
Okay, that's the very first catch-up incident
I've never heard of. And that was really strange, but could you imagine walking in there?
No.
And it would take a minute to realize it's ketchup. You would think it's blood all over.
Well, yeah. Like, I mean,
how terrifying would that be?
What is that? Some sick practical paranormal joke? Like, I don't get that.
Yeah.
It's so weird. The other parts I kind of get. Like, it seems to be this thing, this incident is being kind of replayed over and over.
Residual thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like this thing has been resolved in any way, shape, or form, and it's just kind of in this loop and happening. The ketchup thing, I don't understand at all. That's bizarre.
And how old was her kid at that time? I mean,
5 months. Yeah. She said 5 months.
So the kid can't bring the ketchup in.
No.
And even if she was distracted and carried the ketchup to the baby's crib... Like, I don't know. He's five months.
He can't get into it.
Right. He couldn't even open it. Because I could see me like, whoops, did I just carry the ketchup in here? I did.
Yeah,
see me doing that.
No way can the baby open the ketchup.
But the kid can't open it. Exactly. Even like a two-year-old couldn't open a bottle of ketchup. I can hardly open a damn bottle of ketchup.
I know. It's so strange.
That
one I like, was that some sick weirdo that came into the house and did something? The other things I understand, but that one I'm like, that is just crazy.
I mean, were the guys just super evil and they're like, now they're messing with her?
You don't mess with children and babies.
But could it be like something evil?
They're off limits.
Could it be that something evil is in the house, which is kind of what took them over and made them do what they did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, maybe there's something already there.
Yeah. But the ketchup thing, that's like a sick, demonic joke.
It's not right.
And I'm sorry about all the other stuff she went through, because that's an incredibly haunted house. But... the baby. You just don't mess with babies.
I've never heard one quite like that.
I haven't either.
Because the two things seem so separate. But then,
that's why I said, is the ketchup incident not even related to that? It just seems so different. And like, was there some weird person that snuck into your house and did this?
I don't know. That was strange.
The other part, yeah, completely haunted. And I even feel like it's just on loop, that stuff. I hate to say it, but I feel like that is different.
Didn't she say at the end she got either her deposit back or her rent back?
Yeah, she did.
Who does that? It's like nobody ever. It's hard enough getting your dang deposit back, let alone a refund.
Yeah.
Which, wow, it seems like somebody's feeling guilty about renting it to a woman who's by herself a lot with a young baby.
Yeah. And it seemed like the last thing was that she saw a man. Like, it wasn't even shadow. It wasn't even, it looked like a man. Right?
I think so, yeah.
The way I understood that.
The landlord would never come inside.
Yeah. No, in this instance, I hate to say this, but I think they're different. I think the ketchup incident is something different. That feels human. And the other things all feel paranormal.
Even then, like, what sick person would go into a baby's room? And, like,
I agree, it doesn't make 100%. Sense
for human or ghost.
But, you know, there are very bizarre people out there.
What? There are? I've never encountered one. Well, if you have a real ghost story, please share it with us. It's 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if you want. Get access to the archive, no commercials, advanced episodes. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards. Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our 4 favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited, no purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our 4 favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our 4 favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our 4 favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot-knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.